Good day, Way. I'm Doug Steffen Dudley. Thank you, Jennifer and Roberta, for being here. Richie is off today, sort of stuck someplace, and Kenny is working with his family. So we're here to put a spin on the day that hopefully will put you in a good way. The essence of the United States Supreme Court's job is supposed to get to the bottom line. They're supposed to be the ultimate decider. Remember when George Bush called himself
the
decider?
Decider, yes.
These people are the ultimate deciders. One day last week, one of the Supreme Court justices referred to Netflix as Netflix. Another seemed not to know that HBO is a cable
channel.
They
have people for that.
A third Supreme Court justice appeared to think most software coding could be tossed off in a weekend. These and other apparent gaffes by the justices during oral arguments have become a source of bemused derision as the techies tangle with legal experts and others all over social media to proclaim the justices old fogies, techno fogies. Some people refer to me as a techno fogey.
But you know what's okay about that, Dougie? You're not deciding the fate of all of us with technology.
No, that's true.
So, you know, it's
well,
okay.
That net neutrality thing is going to get to them. Anybody who's been inside the courtroom is most likely to refer to them as Luddites, said a Harvard Law School student on her personal blog. You know what a Luddite is? L-U-D-D-I-T-E?
People that are afraid of people named Ludwig?
No. No, they're usually considered to be, in essence, I don't know if Roberta's ever used that term. You ever use the term Luddite to refer to anybody, Roberta?
Not really.
You know what a Luddite is?
Isn't it somebody who's, like, Jewish?
You either are or you aren't. You're not like. I think that this term refers to somebody who's usually thick. Or when I've used it or had reference
baby
to use it.
Baby got Luddite. Like that? Like thick in the middle, but she got much back? No.
No. No. Being not progressive, not a forward thinker, sort of a backward thinker, someone who would be moderately Cro-Magnon-ish or Neanderthal-ish, backward in his or her thinking. And
it's hard, though. As far as technology goes in the Supreme Court, I'm going to give them a pass because these are people that are over 60.
Most of them are.
And this is not, you know, in young kids, technology is like built into their systems. Like it's, they're hardwired. They're raised up around it. I mean, Dougie, it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me. I can, and I, you know, I had cell phones and computers growing up. So, I mean, I think you're going to expect them to not know, but that means that they have to actually find experts to help them figure these things out.
And
that's their responsibility.
The reference to the cloud, apparently this was the most amusing part of the explanation, is they're hearing arguments for a particular case involving technology. Somebody referred to the cloud, and they didn't know, for the most part, what the heck the reference meant. What is a cloud? So,
a Luddite, here's the term, Doug. A Luddite were 19th century English textile artisans who protested against newly developed labor-saving machinery from 1811 to 1817.
Behind
the
times.
Word, Ducky.
So there were people who that they didn't want this newfangled stuff.
Right. And the Supreme Court, anyway, I'm expecting that there will be some sort of subtext to these arguments in the Supreme Court, referencing things that they really don't know anything about. And that'll be, but you can't appeal once the Supreme Court makes a decision. There's no appellate court. That's it. You appeal to the Supreme Court. So if they don't understand really the gist of the issue, how can they make a decision on all of this stuff? I think that's something, even though it's amusing.
They're all too old. They're too old.
Would it be appropriate?
Everybody in government is too old. You have all these middle-aged men that are like that. They're
middle-aged
so,
is one thing, but older is old.
They're middle-aged and old men. You know, they're all over 50.
Okay. They're all
old.
Over 60. But what's wrong with being old in and of itself? Well, come on, Roberta, you're not an ageist.
But
you're getting pretty old yourself.
Roberta's
totally
an ageist.
Out of touch with the times.
They are, but why does that go necessarily with being old?
this. Unfortunately, it's a stereotype, and in many cases, it's a true stereotype for these people.
Yeah.
Because they're surrounded by people who do things for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. They have everything.
They don't carry money.
And that's
they
the same thing with the president and high elected officials. They're out of touch.
That makes them completely out of touch. If they need to do something on the internet, they have some young kids, some congressional aide do it
for them. Come here, kid. Let me see if you can put this on Facebook or Twitter for me. Oh, wait a minute. Who does
if
that?
If they even know what that is. I mean, these people are just, they're old. Get rid of all
Well, I don't think you need to get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
No, I mean, look, I think there's a lot of value and knowledge that comes along with age. But I think that you need, I think there's a responsibility to the people that you represent. You have to keep up with the trends. So if this is something that doesn't come naturally to them, you better get up to speed quick.
Doing what comes naturally,
and then most of them don't care about it.
Get rid of them.
Well, you know, you have to have term limits in Congress. One term, 1 6-year term, and that's it. You are out.
All right, we have proposed this, we've discussed this, and this is where we all agree, and this is something to put in the back of your mind. I don't know how you can apply this to the Supreme Court. Maybe this is part of the Constitutional Convention that changes everything. Maybe we do need to not have Supreme Court justices for life. Maybe they do need to be on there for 6 years. The president ought to be 1 term, 6 years. A senator, 1 term, 6 years. A congressman, 1 term, 6 years. A governor,
That's
1 term, 6 years. You're out.
And you're
done.
Out. That's it.
Finished.
You're done.
And then there won't be these get-togethers like the World Forum that we were talking about earlier, that put powerful people with deep pockets face-to-face with national and state leaders so they can give them checks for their next. Why do you think they're having it just before the congressional election? You think that that's a coincidence?
Yeah.
These people need money now so that they can run for re-election in the fall. They need to stoke up their campaign funds. That's why they're having this meeting. That's what they're looking for.
And nobody, absolutely nobody, should be allowed to donate to any type of political
aspiration. No more money. Well, you got to fix the Supreme Court.
Every taxpayer should have a $1 mandatory donation, and that money goes into the election campaign.
I don't even want to see that. But this, the Supreme Court.
You do need money for that, but should be a regulated fund, not that somebody can raise $10 million and somebody only raises
a
million.
If you have a message and you're with it, and you are able to express yourself succinctly.
There'd be a lot more choice.
Things. You have, and where there should be, what is it? The parties have so much control. Why do we have only 2 choices? I want 10.
Oh, there you go.
I want as many choices as there are good people to run for offices. I want more choices on referendum questions.
You wind up being like Italy.
Well, so? What's so wrong? Look at it. Italy gave us you.
Well, Italy's had 50 governments in 50 years.
You know what? There's something to be said for that. Culture. Speaking, as we are, of what makes things tick, did you know it took 39 versions before the first American flag was actually accepted as an American flag, as the American flag? I think that's proof that great things get better when they are reinvented. Since 1866, Valvoline's taken an all-American approach to reinventing motor oil, which is fitting for a company born and bred here in our country. Back then, there weren't any cars on the road, not yet anyway, 1866. Valvoline helped lubricate the valves in steam-powered tractor engines and locomotives. And then came the car. Pretty amazing. This was about the time when oil was first discovered. Valvoline is the nation's oldest oil company. In 1895, the winner of the first North American auto race was running on Valvoline. The Model T's, when they rolled off the line, Valvoline was in every one of them. That's why when you listen and hear about Valvoline this Memorial Day, you can think about what a great American standard they represent.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals Sage software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too, for more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Everybody with acne, that is. You need to know about Proactiv Plus. It's from the dermatologist behind Proactiv, the number one name in acne care. And it's their best, most complete acne treatment ever. I mean, we all know how frustrating bad skin can be. And I'm happy to say that frustration can be over. One phone call and you're going to love your skin. You get a risk-free trial that's guaranteed. Proactiv Plus heals acne. It helps prevent breakouts. Plus, it's got solutions for dark marks, redness, oil, you know, all kinds of skin problems. The Plus means more. More medicine that goes right into pores where you need the medicine most. Plus, more solutions for all kinds of skincare needs. You'll love what Proactiv Plus does for your confidence. Call now. It's 100% risk-free with promised results guaranteed or you don't pay a penny. Call 1-800-489-1658. 1-800-489-1658. 1-800-489-1658.
All right, so let's see here. The essence of BuzzBox coffee and how we're doing with our BuzzBox coffee. Both Jennifer and Roberta, who are here with me today, are BuzzBox.
I'm drinking some right now.
I'm a buzzer.
I'm drinking it right now.
The affinity that we have for this coffee, based on how good it is, become the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, BuzzBox.
It's not just the coffee, too, Dougie.
What is it?
It's how it comes. Like, it's wrapped up in a cool box.
Yeah.
It's got all this information inside about how you're doing your part to help the world. And
yes.
It's just cool. It makes you feel like there's a present inside.
Yes. BuzzBox coffee, well, it is a present, in a manner of speaking. I decided that I want my money, my part of what I would get for doing these ads, to go to help a group of people that's been around for a long time called World Vision, helping to feed tens of thousands of people around the globe every single day. And you can say, well, why don't we do this in America? Hey, listen, I'm all for doing the same sort of thing in America. These people are focused on 100 million children that are around the world who are struggling in poverty, don't have enough to eat. So for 1,000 Doug Steffen Good Day listeners to sign up, I will have enough money to buy cows that will support about 3,000 children a day in terms of the milk that they need. That's what happens when you order BuzzBox coffee. Get your free coffee, DougSteffen.com, BuzzBox box. Click on it now.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Maybe that's because I'm getting old and I'm irrelevant and I should be sent away. Steve Land Morris, little Stevie Wonder, was born on this date in 1950. He's blind because he was born prematurely. Too much oxygen in the incubator caused him to become permanently blind. He did not let that get in his way, though. Look at what this man has accomplished with his life in music. At the age of 10, he was called by Berry Gordy of Motown as he was discovered singing and playing the harmonica in church. He became bigger than life, recorded Fingertips, his first hit, and My Sharia Moore, I Was Made to Love Her, For Once in My Life, Tears of a Clown, If You Really Loved Me, had his first number one hit when he was 20 years old. Yeah! 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 Yeah!
A couple of years ago, I had the honor of watching Stevie Wonder rehearse. And
really?
It was just an incredible experience just to watch the creative process.
My favorite song was the one that won him an Oscar in 1984, just called Say I Love You. It was introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. Has 16 Grammy Awards. Has been involved in lots of different campaigns to help people, drunk driving campaigns, AIDS, cancer, that sort of stuff. So he's, what is he, 64 today. Little Stevie Wonder, let's celebrate. Crank it up, Michael. Wonderful. He is full of wonder. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder. How many of his songs can you actually name? Ah, another great one. Another cranker, Michael. They can feel all over me. Superbo. So just remember, May 13th, 1950. Stevie Wonder, happy birthday. I forgot about, we were talking about Bruce Springsteen earlier this morning. This is the anniversary of the Boss marrying Julianne Phillips in Lake Oswego, Oregon, 1985. So how long did that last?
How'd that work out? Not long.
No. What was her story? I'm trying to remember why I know her name.
She was an actress.
She was.
No, she was an actress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was like the type of girl that he could never attract or get. So for him, this was a really big thing. But, you know, it didn't last.
So
he was a Jersey boy.
And then he chose the ugly one.
Yeah,
skinny,
ugly one.
Well, she is. She's skinny
she is.
And
no,
very
pretty.
Unappealing. I think she's very unappealing, but she's fairly... Did she learn how to play the guitar with him, or did she know how to play before?
No, she was a musician and singer in her own right prior.
She was.
In fact, she auditioned for his band, you know, many times before she even got into the band.
Wonder how she made that work.
Auditioned because she wanted to get... Close and cozy with him?
Microphone.
Yes, she had been in love with Bruce for a long, long time.
Did he even pay attention to her?
Hardly.
Really?
Yeah.
So then what tipped the scale, do you think?
Well, she got in the band, and he was having a lot of trouble with her marriage. And, you know, the next thing, they were, like, hanging out together and boom-chicka-boom and all that. And, you
really?
Know.
Do you think he's faithful?
Boom-chicka-boom.
Yes, I think so.
You do?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah, to a certain extent. Especially now, maybe
to
not.
To a certain extent.
At least now.
You either are or you aren't.
What does that mean? You want to
things
somehow
change
translate
over time.
That?
Things change right. over time.
Yes, they
do. You know.
That's very true with all of us in our relationships. Things change over time. Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. At any rate, Bruce deserves our accolades because he's very good at what he does, as does Stevie Morris. Stevie Morris, real name. Stevie Wonder, we know him as. And, again, another person that deserves all the attention and affection we can send his way. 28 after the hour.
Lots of people want to do this.
About 1 in 4 Americans between the ages of 44 and 70 are keenly interested in starting their own business or their own not-for-profit.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP financial educator, John Dauphinet.
Well, we actually, in partnership with the U.S. Small Business Administration, we've created a whole host of resources and tools, and you can find them at aarp.org/start-a-business.
These include a quiz on the basics of starting a business, stories from successful entrepreneurs, and a self-assessment tool to help you determine if you're ready. For one-on-one advice, a good place to start is the local office of the Small Business Administration, found at sba.gov.
Including mentoring, counseling, and information on how to get startup loans as well.
Usually a much better option for the older entrepreneur than depleting a retirement savings account. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Poor Michael has the flu.
He's doing fine. He wouldn't be here probably if Richie hadn't got himself stuck, lost, wherever he is down in
the wilds of Tennessee.
Funny thing is right. that Michael sounds creepy just in life, but when he's sick, he sounds extra creepy. Say something for everybody, Michael.
Hi, boys and girls.
Jennifer Horn,
I'm
going to
change my sweater and shoes.
All right. Roberta has our good news story for this portion of the...
Good news is Michael lives away from us.
Program.
We keep him away from children.
All right. Roberta, what's the story of this Michigan mother who's doing wonderful things? I thought this was very cool, actually.
Well, this mother in Michigan. It's in Dowagiac, Michigan, and she has a son named Dominic, and his son goes to the high school in Dowagiac as part of the Dowagiac Union Schools system. Well, last month, apparently, he was denied his lunch. It was even worse that he was given lunch, and then it was taken away from him because apparently he didn't have enough money in his charge account to pay for it.
Yeah.
So she was so upset by it that what she did is she went to the school and she found out how many kids had, you know, money that was outstanding in their accounts that, you know, they couldn't afford to pay for lunch anymore, and she paid all the accounts so the kids could have lunch.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Yep.
Amanda Kiowen is her name.
Yeah, and the whole thing, every bit of bad publicity they got out of it, they deserve.
Well,
at
the school,
really
I went online to the school to see what they had to say, and they said the whole thing was, you know, a misunderstanding. It's not their policy.
Here, wait, what's the misunderstanding? Putting a plate of food in front of a kid and then ripping
it
out of
his
mouth?
And taking it away.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Really?
There you go. 25 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There has been a probe into corruption in the Brazil World Cup Championships. How many people are interested in World Cup soccer?
A lot of people.
A lot of people are. I'm not, but a lot
apparently,
of people.
The court in Brazil has been investigating skyrocketing campaign contributions by the companies involved in most of the World Cup projects. A $900 million publicity fund, which put up a stadium, and apparently it's all extraordinarily corrupt, the way the politicians... Can you imagine another country having corrupt politicians? They're being corrupt.
It makes you feel better, doesn't
Roberta
it?
Was talking about the situation in Italy. Is that... The government's changing there all the time. Is that just purely because of corruption?
Some of it is, you know, some of it is politics. A lot of it is that nobody can get together and decide what they really want to do. Mm-hmm.
Why has there been this mania? In Sunday, when I was preparing for Monday morning's program, in the Sunday news charts, I saw this attention being given to the Arkansas couple that married after the state high court said it was okay for gay people. Now that's, I don't know if everybody can hear that. It's really getting old. Michael, why don't you put her on a different box? Anyway, the Arkansas lawyers that were working for the state trying to suspend the order getting a constitutional amendment that bans same-sex marriage. What it does is show you, and I guess I should apologize a little bit to my friends in Arkansas. We have four or five stations in Arkansas that carry this program. What's the matter with you people? Why don't you just live and let live? Why is it that you feel that you have to keep pushing on this? And I would say that to other states as well. Any state that doesn't just let people be. The folks who say it spoils the institution of marriage, how does it do that? How does it affect your marriage for these people if they care for each other to be married? It isn't my choice, and it may not be your choice. But why is it your business if they are together and happy and loving and they want to be married? Who cares? Why should anybody care? I ask that question knowing that there are people who would be upset with me because I say this. I think that the finest traditions of Christianity, in fact, support this movement. Am I wrong? What did we all learn? What did we all learn in kindergarten or in maybe elementary school, wherever, when you first went to Bible school or Sunday school, and you were taught about what the Bible says and what God says and what Jesus said? Wasn't it to be loving for all mankind? So how is it these people who are in the heart of the area of the country that supposedly calls themselves Christians suggest that it's wrong for these people to be happy and be together? I don't get it. What am I missing? Nothing, apparently. Michael, did we lose everybody? Am I talking to myself? Am I off the air? What's going on?
I'm here.
Oh, all right. I don't hear anybody. So let's pause for a moment and see if we can dismount, regroup, and figure out what's going on technically. It's 20 minutes before the hour, and good day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsive.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
There's a place where past vacation memories are talked about and shared for a lifetime, where new experiences never disappoint, and where the only thing better than visiting is coming back again. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Exciting attractions for every member of the family. 60 miles of picture-perfect beach line will take your breath away, but leave your wallet happy. Affordability meets fun in Myrtle Beach, because you shouldn't have to sacrifice on vacation. Take a walk to remember down our nationally acclaimed boardwalk, and breathe the ocean's salty mist. Experience fun-filled water activities, oceanfront amusement rides, and golf courses that truly inspire. Immerse yourself in world-class entertainment, amazing variety, exceptional value. From coastal cuisine to true southern cooking, indulge every appetite with award-winning dining and the freshest seafood the coast has to offer. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Enjoy so much more for so much less, and leave with memories to last a lifetime.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're
hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, where was I when I was so rudely interrupted by our lack of being able to... The thing that many people don't understand, not that it's important for you to understand, but just so you have an explanation of what goes on here, this is the most difficult radio program in the country to produce.
Sure?
Anyway, for a lot of different reasons. But the technology of doing this, Radio America headquarters, where all of our lines come together, Jennifer's in one place, Kenny's in another place, Richie's in another place, Roberta and I, and so we have all of these things converging into the studio in Washington. So it sounds like to you, you're not working, listening to this thing. Oh, what's she saying? Because what you have in your mind, the old Breakfast Club comes to mind, where all literally, this was a television program that became a radio show. No, a radio show became a TV show. It was a group of people sitting around a breakfast table, chatting about what was going on in their lives, what was going on in the world, things that affected them. And this program is basically an outgrowth of that, an outcropping of that, in sort of modern terms, discussing things that we hope will be of interest and import to you every day so that you are brought in so you feel like sort of you're a part of the clash. And so when I say the coffee clash, not, I'm not talking about a clash like C-L-A-S-H. It's C-L-A-C-H-E, I think. Isn't that what clash is? Isn't that how you spell coffee clash?
Yeah.
Coffee clatch.
Isn't it clatch?
Clatch.
Yeah.
There's a T in there
clutch.
Somewhere. Yeah. So anyway, what happens once in a while, we all know about the vagaries of technology. We were teasing earlier about how the old fogies on the Supreme Court don't really get the gist of what's going on in the world of technology. We are beset by so many different ways to transmit the program, to get the program. It's amazing, and it's wonderful. It's wondrous. Except every once in a while, technology doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, because I've been doing this program for as long as I have, I know how to sort of flow the punches and dip, duck, swing, if you will. But every once in a while, the noise that comes as a result of something not working, sometimes you can hear it, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's so loud, I can't hear what's going on, and I can't focus. So once in a great while, you'll hear me sort of with a distressed tone in my voice say, huh? What are we doing? How do we fix this? All right. Having said that, there is a report today that Jennifer has been checking on. Apparently, the United States of America has become the world's number one wine market. So the Frenchies are out and the Americans are in.
Yeah, this is a big deal. It's the first time it's ever happened. The U.S. Leading wine market in consumption, and France is number two. Apparently, they're not drinking as much. Is that crazy? U.S. consumers bought 29.1 million hectoliters of wine in 2013.
How much
That's
is a
lot.
Hectoliter? What is a hectoliter?
It's a lot of
a
fluid.
Half of a liter. Another technology-related question.
I used to know when I was in sommelier school, but I think I've forgotten.
Yeah, okay.
That's 0.5% more than in 2012. French consumption fell nearly 7%. They're only doing 28.1 million hectoliters.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Apparently we're still way behind in terms of consumption per head. According to per capita figures, Dougie, the average French person still gets through almost 1.2 bottles a week, which is six times more than the average
American. How much do you get through? How much wine do you go through a week?
Seven. only need four bottles. Oh, gosh, not even a bottle a week. I mean,
Is it always the same, or do you change it up?
I change it up. Like, if I don't drink at home usually by myself, because that scares me a little bit.
Really?
Usually I only drink socially, but I may want a glass of wine. The problem is when you open a bottle, you've got to finish it, like, in a couple of 3 days, otherwise it goes bad. So, I don't know. I think they need to invent half bottles.
That would explain why people didn't want to have the wine that I had in my refrigerator since last Christmas.
Correct. You don't want that. Okay. It goes bad. White wine stays a little longer than red, but red, I mean, 3 days max. You got to dump it.
Ugh. All right. So, Roberta, how much wine do you consume in the average week?
Depends if I'm in New York or New Orleans.
Really?
I drink a lot more in New Orleans.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not your routine. I don't know. That's how I am, too. Like, on vacation, I would drink more on vacation. Or
at home, I buy the black box wines that are like 3 liters of wine in a box, and it lasts me about 6 months.
They last forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Box wines used to be considered to be pretty yucky, but now they're putting some decent wine into boxes.
Why? What's the difference?
It doesn't let the oxygen in, so you can actually, instead of having to dump a bottle after 3 days because there's oxygen in it, the box keeps the oxygen out, so you can keep it forever.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Well, I found that very informative. Thank you. I guess I'll throw away all my bottles of Thunderbird.
In a box.
Ripple and... and go for the best stuff. The news on the weather front today, mixed. Talking earlier about the Antarctic ice sheet melting. Yesterday, last night, and early this morning, more than 3 feet of snow hit parts of the Rocky Mountains. Also down in Arizona, which is where the water ought to flow down the Rockies into Arizona. There is a drought, and water rationing started in some communities in Arizona because of the drought. California, very hot. Southern California, where Jennifer is, 100 degrees yesterday on that side of the hill. Over on the other side of the hill by the beach, it was in the 80s. Matter of fact, it was the same temperature here when I talked to my son yesterday. It was 87 there on the beach, and it was 87 here on the farm, which that very rarely happens. Very rarely happens. Interesting that we still will confront. And every time people see that, global warming, look at this mess. No. Yes. Maybe. It is just amazing. It really is how we are trying, and in some cases, I think, doing okay. But it just becomes a conversation thing. There's nothing you can do about it. I have these people. I met with somebody on Saturday who wants me to join a group that is aimed at getting rid of greenhouse gases and helping the planet through cows and their efforts.
Are you going to give them gas X, or what are you going to do?
Well, no. Remember last week or the week before, the administration released that detailed set of plans, the strategies to reduce greenhouse gases, because we need to do that by 25% according to them, or the planet is going to go away. Well, whether you call it global warming, climate change, whatever it is, screwy weather, the problem is conceptualized first, and then you understand all the advocates of what is actually going on here. One of the best things that happens with methane gas is that it produces nitrous oxide. You know what that is? We talk about it. When I talk about Heart Factors Plus, the reason that it is good for you is because it has nitrous oxide in it. It happens that nitrous oxide is also a greenhouse gas. You have it in your body. So all the people who say it's the cows that are responsible, it's you. If you take that theory, the nitrous oxide that we talk about, nitric oxide, they're two related. Nitric oxide, when it's in your system, helps to get the blood around your body better, opens up the arteries, you get it to your muscles, your heart, your head, whatever it is. You hear me talk about that with Heart Factors Plus. Well, the relative here, nitrous oxide, is part of the methane gas that comes out of cows. What do you think comes out of your body? What do you think comes out of your dog's body? We're going to eliminate dogs and people, too, in order to fix? That's how silly these suggestions are. I thought you wanted to know that. 51 after the hour.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By Paramore from the movie Twilight, which was the number one movie during this week in 2008. Also, Robert Pattinson is 28 today, so he would have been 23. At what point, Chuck Curry, did Robert Pattinson become a household name and a star, would you say?
I mean, for a lot of the younger set, is Twilight, the Twilight movies. I mean, that made all of them big names.
That way, is Decode a Twilight
a lot of money.
Movie? Is this movie, is this Decode, is that a Twilight movie?
Decode? No.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I did this upside down. Twilight's the movie. Pattinson became famous for it. The movie music was Decode by Paramore. I don't know Paramore. Don't know this song. Haven't been invested in Twilight. Jennifer hasn't even... Roberta would be the biggest fan of this
story.
Yeah,
she's got a daughter. That's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's the story with... What do you think? You love these zombie... Isn't Twilight sort of a zombie movie?
It's vampires.
Vampires. What's the difference between a zombie and a vampire?
A vampire is the undead that eats people's blood, and a zombie is the undead that eats people's brains.
Very good.
I feel so much better.
Now I know the rest of the
story. I'm glad you do.
Very good. All right, so I'm going to let you, Chucker, do you know this movie?
Which one? Twilight?
Yeah.
Do I know it? I mean, I've watched all the Twilight films. I don't. They're mostly mediocre watches. But what do you want to know?
Well, I want to listen. Well, I want you to explain. Maybe if you can, we've got three different excerpts from the movie. I want to listen to them, and you tell us what's going on in the storyline.
What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
What if I'm not the hero?
Coffins and dungeons and moats.
Well, I believe that's Robert Pattinson playing Edward Cullen, who's the lead character in the film.
Uh-huh. All right, so... Okay, let's take a break for...
I love when you're interested in our stuff.
Yeah, let's... this is like the Supreme... The old geezers, right? Same thing.
Uh-huh.
Not up on technology, not up on these movies. It doesn't mean they haven't got value or relativity. Just not relative to me. And so we pass along stuff that's relative. That's why I asked you guys to help, because I figure you know what these movies were about. If you ask me about Mission Impossible, I'm right on it. Chucker has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in!
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, Chucker, what's in the movie news department, my friend?
All right, Doug, not surprising, but I am a little perplexed by this. Warner Brothers looking to reboot the Lethal Weapon franchise and are looking at actor Chris Hemsworth, who played Thor in the superhero films, to play Riggs, the Mel Gibson role. Huh? Justin Lin, who directed the last few Fast and Furious films, is being tapped to direct that franchise. It's the way I look at it. Lethal Weapon is not Batman or James Bond, where any actor is interchangeable. No. Riggs and Murtaugh, in my opinion, will and always will be Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Right.
I understand the studio's greed rebooting the franchise and attaching that name. It'll make a lot more money, especially overseas. But to redo it, something that I grew up and loved in the 80s.
Won't work.
What do you think about that?
I think it's ridiculous. I think unless you bring them into it, that's what they always do. They make mistakes when they do these reboots, as you call them. They don't bring in the original characters. That's who people, at least my age, if I want to, I could be interested in the new people, but I want to see the old people in there to sort of give it some glue. You know what I mean? And that this doesn't sound like it's going to happen. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.